What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fist. It's your favorite show without an intro, and we are live. I'm your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam. It is Wednesday, October the 9th. It's the Wednesday before a big weekend right ahead. I'm looking forward to it very much.
First very big weekend of the year, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of shaped up not to be as big as it was touted a couple weeks back because some teams dropped some games, and stuff like that. But it's still going to be a solid slate in my opinion. Hopefully,
yeah. I think both night game, like Ole Miss LSU, is going to be a very fun game to watch.
Mm-hmm. But I could also see it where some of these games aren't that close, and we kind of just get a snooze of a slate.
Yeah, I think like the early game, like I don't think there's any way that the night games aren't close.
Yeah, but like the noon games.
Well, there really is no noon.
Texas, Oklahoma.
That's 3:30.
You sure?
Yeah.
100% positive?
Yeah.
Like you're 100% positive that's at 3:30.
Yeah, I'd put
$1 million
on it.
Yep, it is at 3:30. Yeah, there's really no noon games at all.
Pitt Cal might be the best one to watch.
That's 3:30.
Yeah.
That's 3:30. I mean,
no, I mean like 3:30 game.
Oh yeah, I mean it should be. Hopefully, Pitt comes out firing on all cylinders. I'm looking to get a little new setup going. They have these rollers. They have these rollers that you can mount two TVs.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I'm. Hopefully. Well, I was looking at it before we recorded, but can't get any in.
In time for the weekend, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the point of having Prime if you gotta wait till next Wednesday?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's because it's coming from China. Yeah.
I mean, next weekend's good too, though.
Yeah, next weekend's good too. Next weekend's real good also. Next weekend might be better than this weekend.
I mean, there's the two games. I haven't really looked anything outside of that.
Yeah, I mean, let's focus on this week first. So let's talk about a little sum. So Connor Stallions is on this media tour of just being a total liar.
Yeah, I only seen clips. I didn't really listen to it.
Well, in those clips, he's all like twitchy. He's like rubbing his nose. He's like.
He said Penn State was like a top three team for sign stealing or something.
Yeah, I think he's like missing the point. Like no one disagreed with him about sign stealing. Like everybody steals signs.
Yeah.
Everyone steals signs, but not everyone disguises himself as a Central Michigan coach to steal Michigan State signs. Like
yeah, it's so weird how he's like openly talking about it now.
Yeah, but like he's like missing the point of him going to these games and record like or sending people to the game. Like he's missing that aspect of it. Like he's like all these teams do that. Like yeah, there's a Power Four team that's been using Bluetooth and helmet communication. Like who?
I seen that. He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Like, how do you secretly build a mic into, like, you'd have to go like this.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
And then it's like the kid who wanted to be part of the club so bad, and he finally got to be a part of it, and now he's just like, you know, like the kid who's come on. And then he's just like lying his ass off just to be part of the club. Like, that's what he's doing now.
I mean, he's kind of irrelevant now. He's trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you... Like, I want to read this, like, 800-page manifesto. Like, I would love to read that.
You probably puke.
I'd love to just, like, see what this psycho is, like, talking about. Just because, like, okay, he stole signs. He was deciphering signs. But we also have evidence of him being on Central Michigan sideline. And like,
yeah, that's the crazy part. Like, if he was just stealing signs, nobody would care.
Yeah, no one would care. Like, he's like saying all this stuff about like, all this team does this team does that. But does this team disguise himself on sidelines?
Dude, if he like just would stay out of like the media and stuff, all this would go, like, it would have went away so much faster.
And, like, he's tooting his own horn, like, saying, oh, I was the best at it. I did. All right, you were so good that you got caught. Like, what? Yeah, dude, all these other teams do and don't get caught, but, like, it was just Stallions. He was so good he got caught. Like, come on, man. It's like, oh, another Ambulance, man. Man, the crime rate in Durham around me has been spiking the past couple of weeks, man. Also in the news, no more national letter of intent. I'm not going to spend much time on it because I really...
Yeah, I don't really know the details.
I'm really confused. They're like... It's like binding contracts with academic packages now, so it's... So is it like the D3? You know how D3 doesn't have like the
national
Is it like that now?
Like you just go there? Like,
yeah, like it's weird. It's whatever. Let's not spend much time on it. Let's talk about this weekend though. And my gambling card is the biggest card I've had ever, I think. And I gotta go through with it. I put it on the Google Doc. I gotta go through with it now. It could be.
Do we have the same amount of plays? Or you have more, don't you?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 9 straights and I have a lay.
1, 2, 3. 8 and a lay. So you have one more. But I just added one, so.
Yeah, this is. I honestly don't know. I was kind of picking the spots where I kind of have strong feelings on how the game plays out, and I'm not giving up to chance at all.
We pretty much have the same freaking card, dude.
Yeah, which I don't know if I'd like that or not, because, you know, I don't know if I'd like that.
Maybe we're thinking too public?
Maybe. Oh, I gotta add this game to the thing. Yeah, I might end up adding one more play, depending how noon through 7:30 goes, because I'm gonna see how it goes, because I kind of want action on the Kansas State Colorado game.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be on like what, 10:30?
Yes, 10:30 kick. Not 10, not 10:15, not 10:20, but 10:30, which is 10:35, which is really 10:37, which is closer to 10:40. It's gonna be a late game.
Yeah, and you almost have to have action on it because it's the only game on, really.
I mean, only if you're an addict, if you need action to watch a game, but...
okay.
Let's get into the slate a little bit. South Carolina at Bama. Bama is minus 21. I really like this spot for Alabama to bounce back. I know in yesterday's episode I kind of ripped into them a little bit, but South Carolina's not clicking, man. I mean, the performance they put on the field against Ole Miss is... terrible performance, and I don't see them bounce back. This is the second straight week that they've had to play a team who's coming off a loss, and these teams usually bounce back from loss as well. So Ole Miss came off a loss and then beat the brakes off South Carolina. Bama coming off a loss, probably gonna beat the brakes off South Carolina. South Carolina's offense has been kind of iffy. It's just I don't want to say it, but Shane Beamer, I don't think he's the guy for the job at South Carolina.
Long of a leash do you give him?
Yeah, it's like he's had, like, all right, it's like, all right, what, like, South Carolina, like, during the BCS era, like, they were a top 10 team.
Yeah. Spurrier.
Yeah, under Spur. But, like, now it's kind of, I don't know what it is. Like, they have talent. I just don't think Beams, I hate to say it because, but I just don't think Beams is the guy for South Carolina. A lot of season left, but I don't see the way their schedule stacks up. I don't see a lot of wins left on that schedule.
I just don't believe in Bama to like that much yet to just bounce back like that.
Yeah, I know their defense has let up.
South Carolina's defense is still good. Like, they didn't play bad.
I know. I might get burned on this game, but I think three times. And this is the thing, like, you took Georgia last week at, what, 24.5?
Yeah.
Because it was a bounce back.
Yeah, bounce back. But I got kind of burned on that.
Yeah, you got burned on that. So, like, this is kind of where I'll put my chips on the table for Bama to bounce. Just because if you've watched South Carolina. All right, so South Carolina is.
What the heck was that?
Yeah, why'd it do that again? Does that show up on the recording? I don't know. But if you look at the way that South Carolina has been going. So they had the LSU loss.
Yeah, that kind of killed them.
It killed them. Then they bounced back with Akron. Then they had Ole Miss. And, like, I don't think that they're the same squad. And I just like Bama, Milroe, Williams, Law. Is the other receiver's name Law or whatever, I think?
Journey, Bernard, so, I don't know.
I think they have a
Jan Law. Miller.
I like Bama to bounce back here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm staying away from it just because I think South Carolina does have a good defense. And that Bama secondary, it wasn't like a fluke that they got lit up.
Yeah, I know, but if you've watched South Carolina, like, they don't.
Yeah, I know.
They don't attack like that.
I just don't trust anybody.
Yeah, I know. Really? I mean, I'm not saying you guys are going to have to wait for my gambling card for me to say that I'm taking this game or not, but I like Bama here in a bounce back. I should have got the analytics and seen Kalen DeBoer's teams and how they bounce back from losses.
Well, they only had one last year.
Texas minus 14.5. Versus Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. I feel like this is a big, like, fuck you game for Sarkisian. You know, Sarkisian
after Oklahoma was, like, last year.
Yeah, do we have any word on Archer Ewers?
I think it's Ewers for sure.
Yeah, because he came out, he was in the Dr. Pepper commercial that they just filmed. So, I mean... No, well, dude, Jackson.
I didn't even see it.
So they did a brand new. They did one for the Red River Rivalry, and Jackson Arnold was originally supposed to be in it because they
did. They cut him out.
They was both the starting quarterbacks, but then they put Hawkins in, and it's just like cracking it. It's like going to the fridge, like it's like split screen.
Dr. Pepper.
And like yeah, and it's like whatever. How's your team, like, enjoyed their favorite game or something like that. But it was supposed to be Jackson Arnold in the commercial, and it ended up they got Hawkins in it.
That's kind of funny that they actually cared enough to, like, redo it.
He's gone, right? He's probably gone.
Oh, he's transferring for sure.
Oh, yeah, he's 100% gone. I know this Oklahoma, are they returning all of their starters that have been out, or are they gone?
I mean, they have some skill, and their defense is always good under Venerables.
Yeah, I mean, the defense is going to be fine, but, like, I think Texas will be able to shut down Oklahoma's offense, and I'd like...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not taking it just because it's always close, but...
Yeah, I like Sark and getting these, like, get-backs, because he's, like, that, like, fiery, like, guy.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You know, he's going to be in them khakis or wherever he wears, you know.
Like, what were they saying after? They were talking so much shit. I can't remember exactly what
Yeah, you know, but... you know they're, like, pulling up all of that stuff from last year, you know, that linebacker from Oklahoma talking his shit.
Yeah.
I think this
I mean, last year was kind of a fluke that they lost. Like, I think there was a block punt for a touchdown and some other kind of crazy stuff.
Interesting spot. I'm interested to see... if it takes, like, how it takes Quinn getting adjusted back to game speed.
I think they should be able to run the ball and kind of ease him into it. Like, I don't think they're going to have him come out slinging.
Yeah, I see that. One of my favorite games of the week, Penn State minus 5.5 at USC. I think we kind of talked about it yesterday, but I think Penn State's going to be able to tote the rock. Singleton's coming back.
Yeah, he practiced today. So
yeah, he practiced. I will say one thing, though. There's one thing that I don't like about this game, and it's Franklin bitching about the runway at State College Airport. It's just like it's a weird thing. Like,
yeah, I mean, Franklin's a whiner.
I know, but it's such a weird thing to be talking about game week.
I think it's more of like him saying he doesn't like the realignment. Like, we have to go to USC and drive two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but all right, dude, you're driving 2 hours on a bus to Harrisburg Airport and you're taking off on a charter flight to USC. Okay, you're there in 7 hours instead of five.
He always bitches, though. Like, it's nothing new.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it would be nice for State College to have an airport just because for away. I don't think he realizes away team's been dealing with this issue, like, coming to State College every, like.
Yeah.
Away teams deal with it, too, like, it's coming in. Like,
yeah, I mean, he is right. They do have to get a longer runway, for every sport, like.
Yeah, I know. It's every sport, and it's the away teams coming in also.
Yeah.
It's just not Penn State going to going to USC because, like, State College is, like, one of the hardest places to, like, get to direct. So I think Penn State's going to be able to tote the rock, open up things for Drew. USC, Miller Moss threw two picks against Minnesota last week?
Let me check.
I think it was two.
Well, the one was, like, tipped up in the air.
Still an interception on the stat sheet.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and the last one, so too. I mean, they were both kind of, like, not interceptions.
All right, but...
Like, it was like there was 20 seconds left, and he was taking a shot in the end zone.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this offense looks against Penn State's defense, though.
Yeah, the secondary is what I'm most concerned about with Kevin Winston being out.
So
I mean, because, at times, the secondary hasn't looked great.
Yeah, give me your little breakdown of the game.
I mean, like you said, they should be able to run the ball, at will. But don't be surprised if, USC just starts loading the box and Drew's taking shots early and opening it up. Because I don't think their secondary is that great either. I mean, they're better than, traditional Lincoln Riley, defenses, but...
Yeah, I feel like they have a long ways to go everywhere on defense.
Yeah, and USC's just... Miller Moss is going to throw 50 times.
Yeah, there's only so much ground that you can cover and get better on one side of the ball in just one off season.
It takes some time. Next year they should be real good, but that Miller Moss is going to throw 50 times. They're going to try and test Penn State secondary, who, I mean, the first half versus Illinois kind of looked suspect, and versus Bowling Green in the first half they looked terrible too. So.
Yeah, some interesting points there.
I mean, last week, UCLA they didn't throw for a lot of yards, but they didn't have many incompletions.
Yeah. Weird game. Hopefully, I'm still leaning Penn State this way, though.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be, at least a very close first half, I think.
Yeah. Let's get into anything else from that game.
Nah, I mean, what's the over-under? I kind of lean over.
What's it at?
50.
Yeah. It's kind of low.
Yeah, I know, but I think USC will at least score, 17-20.
Yeah. Cal at Pitt. Pitt -3 at home. Cal coming off an emotional loss. Two emotional losses back-to-back. And I think this is when Pitt just puts the dagger into the Golden Bears.
Yeah, I mean, I like Pitt in this spot, but I don't know. Betting on Pitt always scares me, dude.
It's always an experience, I'll tell you that. I mean, I think I've rode Pitt every single week besides Youngstown State and
Kent State.
Kent State, which are two games that they covered.
Did they cover Kent State? It was 52-24 or something.
Dude, the line was only 21 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's now, it would be 50.
Kent State went through a gauntlet. Give them a break.
Yeah.
Eli Holstein's putting up good numbers. I'm interested to see this matchup against a solid defense that Cal has.
I'm interested to see the matchup on Cal's offense,
yeah,
their
no,
defense.
That one's a good matchup too. You know, Cal's really got a good 1-2 punch there at running back with Ott and I forget
They're
the
kind
other.
of similar makeup to West Virginia, don't you think?
Yeah, but I feel like Cal's backs are more speed backs. Like Ott and the other guy both have speed, right?
Yeah, Ott's bigger.
Yeah, but you saw Ott broke that one on that fourth down
Yeah,
that he
yeah.
definitely stepped out of bounds on.
I didn't watch it that closely.
It was the fourth down little dink to him.
Like, yeah, I know what play you're talking about, but I didn't check the replay or anything.
Yeah, I'm like 90% sure he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, let me look here. Wait, Ott only had 7 carries for 5 yards against Miami.
Yeah, but what was his receiving?
3 for 75 and a 66-yard touchdown. Yeah, he's 6'2", 210.
Yeah, but he kind of got flashed to him, I think.
I don't understand why he's not really like the leading rusher.
I think they're like kind of like load managing him back from his injury.
Yeah, because he did get injured.
Yeah.
The other dude's pretty fast. Like, he's electric.
Yeah. But Pitt got Rodney Hammond back last week. I mean, dude, when you think about Pitt's like backs, man, they got some solid running backs in that room. Like,
well, they always do.
So they have Reed, which is second in the nation in all-purpose yards. Then they have Rodney Hammond back. Then they have Carter, who's a big bruiser. They got Derek Davis. Then they have Goff, who hasn't played yet, but he's a speedy little guy too. I mean, dude, that running back room's solid. And then that receiver, Mumfield comes up with big plays. Kenny Johnson comes up with big plays. Poppy Williams, Sincere Lee,
Craig Bartholomew,
Reynolds. Yeah, but Bartholomew really hasn't done shit all year. Like,
yeah, I seen him have a few catches on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, but like, Reynolds comes in like for his like one catch, but it's always a big catch whenever he's in. It's like they're the offensive side of the ball is solid.
Yeah, I'm just like so worried when they play like a good team that their defense is just not going to be able to keep them in.
Yeah, but their defense has been such bend but don't break.
Yeah, it has.
Like they let up yards, but they usually, like, whenever they need a stop, they usually get it. Like, I watched North Carolina go on a 18-play, 90-yard drive, and they got no points.
Yeah, but we still really haven't seen them play somebody that great. I mean, West Virginia put up 35, so.
Yeah, but I guess we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I don't think Cal's offense is all that.
No, I'm not saying it'll happen this week, but.
But who's Fitzpatrick came back last week. That was his first game this season. He came back from injury, and he was getting pressures. So, a little good piece back in the middle.
They're just like so small up front compared to what they usually are.
Yeah, it's kind of a swing year, in my opinion. It's like a reload on both sides. But
I mean, the offense don't matter. They're good either way. Did Hammond even get many carries on Saturday?
Yeah, he got a few. He didn't, but like, dude, like the explosiveness that when Reed's in. I mean, Reed was dealing with cramps and stuff in his calf, I think. So Rodney got a couple, but it wasn't much. It was
like 4 carries.
I'll tell you right now, it was.
Because I didn't really see him in at all.
4 carries for 9 yards, and then he had no receiving yards either. But, I mean, he wasn't going to be a lead back anyways. Like,
yeah, but, I mean,
coming
I guess
back,
it's his first
like,
week back, yeah.
Dude, I haven't seen Derek Davis in a few weeks, so. Might be hurt.
I don't know. The only time, whenever I haven't focused in on a game since West Virginia.
You're missing out on the most exciting team on turf, man. You never know what's gonna happen. Their defense is either gonna let up big explosives, or they're gonna get explosive, or whole team's gonna throw a pick. Like, you never know what's gonna happen. You know, like, you really never see Pitt, like, just put together, like, a long, articulate drive that, like, takes, like, 6 minutes off
the clock. I know. It's always just, like, one or two plays and you're scoring.
Yeah. Ole Miss -3.5 at LSU. Give me your take on this game.
I mean, I think they're both pretty similar teams. Like, good off. I'd say Ole Miss's defense is a little better. But, I mean, I think when going into LSU at night, that just gives you so much an advantage that I like LSU in this.
Death Valley, 7:30. I got it. Like, how, out of LSU as a dog, how are you not on LSU here in this spot?
Yeah, I know. Especially against Ole Miss, who doesn't beat anybody that's actually good.
Yeah, but, like, is LSU all, like, I haven't.
I mean, they're good. Like, their offense is pretty fucking good, but.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, dude, I haven't watched LSU since the South Carolina game, I think.
I watched the second half of UCLA. But I think that's, like, their one of their only games since. I don't think they really played anybody real.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be electric at LSU. You remember what happened last year when these teams faced off. It was a firefight, man.
Yeah, wasn't it like 59-62 or something? Yeah,
there was no defense. It was Jaden Daniels and Dart just going score for score, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, because they went UCLA, then South Alabama after.
Yeah. Iowa State -3 at WVU. Iowa State's -3. WVU is wearing all black.
It's a cold rush game.
At night, like. Just for that, that's a uniform bet. It's literally strictly a uniform bet for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think West Virginia is better than Iowa State.
And Iowa State's due for a loss.
Yeah, I love West Virginia in this spot.
I really like this spot for Dub V. And Iowa State's. Just like a strictly due for a loss. I know that doesn't sound intelligent on this reasoning, but
I also think like West Virginia's just rolling now and picking up momentum, kind of like when they got in the Big 12 play last year.
Yeah, it seems like they kind of figured out what they should have been doing the first couple weeks.
Well, I also think the Big 12 is just pretty freaking bad.
It also that could play a factor in this conversation as well.
Yeah. I mean, they probably should have beat Pitt. I mean, but then you could say they should have lost to Kansas, too. But
it's like, should they lost to Pitt? Up by, with 3 minutes left. But, hey, when you're a strike-fast offense, better not give up big chunk plays.
What are you watching the game?
Yanks.
What's the score of that?
2-2 now.
Oh.
WVU, Garrett Green, Clement, Rodney Gallagher. I saw the funniest tweet, man. It said, Neil Brown hasn't changed his, like, profile pic on Twitter to the cold rush thing because he's too busy scheming up scheming up a -4 screen play to Gallagher or something like that.
I mean, all he gets are, like, screens and end arounds.
Yeah.
I just expect West Virginia to run the ball and then Garrett Green to make some plays through the air, and like that's going to be the game.
Yeah, I like that. Ohio State -3 at Oregon. I mean, this is a big time game here. And Eugene, night game, 7:30, NBC. Yeah. First real test for Ohio State, I would say. But I was impressed with Ohio State and kind of how they handled Iowa in the second half there. I like what I saw. Will Howard's gonna have to make some throws, and I don't want to see any underthrown. Like I don't want to see no underthrown balls here, because like on his deep balls, he's been underthrown. Like he's had people open, and he's underthrown them. Like dude, put it out there a little bit.
Yeah.
You're at Ohio State, man. Put it out there.
I think they just have to they have to establish a run game early.
Yeah, which I think they should be able to do. I mean, the offensive line's kind of been taking steps every single week, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Which
I
good to see.
think they're the better team in this. Like I preseason I was kind of trash in Oregon. Like I don't think they're as good as everybody says.
Yeah, and I'm not gonna be on here and be. I haven't watched an Oregon game in a while. The last Oregon game I watched was Boise State. And as a person that's given out information and picks, I should come forward and say that, because I should have went back and watched Oregon last week. I should have turned on the film. That's what I should have done. But I was busy with some stuff, and I didn't have time to go watch a 3-hour game.
What UCLA was last week or last time they played?
They had Michigan State on Friday last week.
Oh yeah, I watched the week before UCLA. I watched like the first half and then fell asleep. I mean, they haven't really played anybody real yet either, other than
All
Boise,
I
I
see is
guess.
Dylan Gabriel throwing picks. I think he threw two against Michigan State.
Yeah, he hasn't had a sack in 3 weeks though.
Yeah,
I think.
which were like the offensive line early on for Oregon. Like he got sacked like I think 5 times or something against Boise State alone.
Yeah, I mean they were expected to be like one of the best offensive lines in the country.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon's got speed at receiver. I just like the way that the secondary matches up with Oregon's receivers. And
Yeah, I mean this is going to be like Oregon Super Bowl though.
I mean, dude, I've on Twitter like Oregon's literally just flaunting whenever they came into the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Like you know how many CJ Verdell highlights I've had to see? Like, okay, we get it. He ran all over Ohio State. We also had some incompetent defensive staff at the time. Like, totally
Yeah, I
different
mean, too.
squad. You don't
Yeah.
think Ryan Day wants to get that one back, man? Who
Yeah,
was
yeah.
even Oregon's quarterback that year? It was that Thompson kid, right? Or
Brown.
Brown. Yeah, it was Brown. Like,
Anthony Brown.
yeah, Anthony Brown. I think Oregon went on to lose like 3 or 4 games that year.
Yeah, that I mean they definitely lost in the oh shit. Mookie.
Oh, is the
But
Padres game on? Did Mookie go yard again?
yeah, first inning.
Damn.
But yeah, they definitely they that's the year they lost like two or three times to or two times to Utah. They
Yeah.
got ran in the Pac-12 championship.
Yeah, and I think Utah ran them at Eugene.
Yeah.
I think Utah like took like the opening kick or a punt or kick off like back to the crib.
Yeah, I mean, Penn, or Ohio State's pass rushers. We'll see if they're legit going against Oregon line.
Yeah, who's gonna show up on the defensive side of the ball and make a play? That's who I want to
I
know.
think Downs gets a pick in the second half that, like, kind of like changes the game and ends it.
Dude, I think Junkins is gonna go off, dude. Watching Junkins run the ball is just like poetry, man.
Is Trevion good?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
But it's just like I don't know how to explain it, man. Junkins is just.
Yeah, he runs hard.
Yeah, I feel like Kansas State at Colorado. Kansas State -4.5. I want to be on Kansas State this game. I think Kansas State probably had a more productive bye week, but I don't know, man. This Colorado squad's been kind of clicking, but as we've learned, that UCF team isn't very good, man. And
No.
who's UCF playing this week?
Cincinnati.
Yeah. See, look, if it was anyone but Cincy, I'd probably fade UCF.
I was kind of thinking about taking UCF, not gonna lie.
Dude,
At home against Cincinnati.
this UCF squad, man, they one dimensional. Really nothing through the pass game.
I know, but Cincinnati's not very good.
All right. See, look, I like the matchup for UCF just based on the scheme Cincinnati runs defensively. They basically always drop 8. That,
like,
you know, they always drop eight and they make you like, that's the, and it's weird going up against
them. They're kind of the same team, actually, now that I think about, like, type, like, not scheme schematic wise, but like, they're just kind of eh.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet that game at all. But back to Kansas State at Colorado, my point being is maybe we're putting a little too much into Colorado going to UCF and beating UCF.
Yeah. I also don't think Baylor's that, or yeah, Baylor's that great either.
Yeah, Baylor's not that good either. It's like,
but that just shows how bad, like, they got pounded by Nebraska, dude.
Yeah, I know. But Kansas State got pounded by BYU.
I know.
So, it's like weird thing. Like, this is the 10:30 game. Like, weird shit happens.
Yeah, I think Avery Johnson's just gonna have a day on his legs.
I could see that, dude. I might add K State to the card.
Yeah, I'm taking K State in that. I'm just like, I can't fully buy into Colorado yet. Like, I need to see a real good win.
Like I said, I'm gonna wait this out and see how my plays go from Friday through the early Saturday, because
like, if this was at Kansas State, I'd be like hammering Kansas State.
Oh, it'd probably be like 7.5 if it was at KSU, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's get into the gambling. I'm 29-13. Sam is 25-18-1. Let's start it off. UNLV minus 18.5 at Utah State. Utah State gave run defense is one of the worst in the country. And you know what UNLV loves doing? They love toting the rock, man. I think they're going to be able to run all over Utah State. I feel like it's a perfect get back after the disappointing loss against Syracuse. And yeah, I like this for UNLV. I'm going to ride the Red Rebels. I'm still on the wagon, man. I'm still rowing. I'm rowing, man. Clemson minus 20.
This isn't Minnesota.
Hey, I know, but I'm on the ship. Clemson minus 20.5 at Wake. Clemson's historically has owned Wake Forest. Like, legitimately owned them.
Like, Sam Hartman could not beat them.
Yeah, and anyone before them couldn't beat them either. And Wake, I'm not going to lie, I haven't watched. I watched Wake Forest kill McCall, though. Like,
yeah. I watched a little Ole Miss, but that was like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Ole Miss kind of just pounded them.
Yeah, and Clemson's clicking right now. And
yeah,
if I can keep on getting these under three scores for Clemson, I'm going to ride them. This play, this next play, I really don't love at all. It's just hypothetically Sark loves saying fuck you to people. Texas minus, it dropped now, but Texas, or it went up. I might
remove I think this. It's 14.5, isn't it?
Yeah. Texas minus 14.5 against Oklahoma. I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I'd like this at all. Red River rivalry, you know, some crazy shit's going to happen, and it's just the nature of the game. But we've seen blowouts here before. So
once in, like, the last 20 years.
We've seen a couple, like, 13. We haven't seen 14, 15, though.
I mean, 49 nothing was the 2 years ago.
Yeah, so we'll see. I really don't like this game at all.
Dude, I feel like we have to take the over in this game.
I have too much on my card to put any more out there.
Like, it's 50.5.
Yeah.
Like, those games are always, like, in the 60s.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking Texas here, man.
I'm not taking anything.
I'm sticking to my guns here. Ohio State minus 3.5 at Oregon. I just believe Ohio State's the better team. I feel like Ryan Day is on a mission this year. I'm surprised I didn't see him at the press conference saying, oh, we're going to air it out. Oh, we're going to let it rip. Yeah. Like, you know, like before the big games, we're going to let it rip. So none of that. Chip Kelly returning to Autzen Stadium. I like Ohio State here minus the 3.5. I see like maybe like a 4 to 6 point victory here.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game.
Yep. Alabama minus 21.5 versus South Carolina. get back spot for Alabama. We kind of talked about this earlier. South Carolina's really not clicking right now. I think they might be South Carolina just might be dead in the water. Alabama really has a point to prove, and I feel like they're going to come out and prove it, even though I have no faith in their defense. But if you watch the South Carolina offensive game, it's tough. It's tough sledding out there. Pittsburgh -3.5 versus Cal. Pitt Panthers versus the Cal Golden Bears. Cal coming off of two emotional back-to-back weeks at Florida State, then Miami. Two games that they had chances to win. Two games that they came out on the losing side. How do they respond? But they have to come back. Another long travel. I know they were at home against Miami, but you know they were just at Florida State. I feel like this is a spot where Pitt's going to flex their muscle a little bit and show that this isn't no fluke of a season they're having. They're going to move to 6-0 and cover that 3.5. Penn State -4.5 at USC. It's a weird game for me. It is.
Yeah. It really is.
I just think Penn State's going to be able to run the ball, and then it's going to open up. I'd keep on saying it. I just think it's going to open up the room. Breakout star of the game, Julian Fleming. Just kidding. That was a joke. All right. Now we're money line hunting. What dog do I think is going to come out on top? And I think it's going to be LSU. I think LSU is that dog. +132 at home in Death Valley against Ole Miss. I like LSU here. I mean, Ole Miss has proven in the past that they can go in hostile environments and win. But, LSU here. Another money line hunting. West Virginia money line versus Iowa State +122. Another home dog wearing black at night. Give me the Mountaineers. Give me Garrett Green. Give me that run game. Give me Garrett Green's legs. Give me all that stuff. And then I have something else. First parlay of the season. And let's just say I took my four favorite plays from my card and I laid them. That's essentially what I did. UNLV -18.5. Clemson -20.5. Pitt -3.5. West Virginia money line. What could go wrong? +1,472. Throw a half a unit on this for me. This will maybe hit. or maybe I'm due. Maybe I'm due for Vegas to totally rinse me this week and I go 0-10 on everything. And then I'm...
You're back where you start. You'd still be like 6 over. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'd still be 6 over if I go 0-10. That's kind of crazy. Knock on wood here. Take us away, Sam. You're 25-18-1.
It almost sounds bad just because you're like 20 games over.
Dude, imagine if I have another like if I have like an 8.
Well, that means I have a good week too, so.
Yeah, true.
I got Penn State -4.5. Like I don't understand how they would stop I don't see how they would stop Singleton and Allen. And I think you'll see him run a little more this week.
We're going to see Warren and Wildcat again.
Probably at the goal line. They love doing that. Clemson -20. I'm just going to keep riding with Clemson. They keep covering. LSU money line. I mean, I don't love their defense, but Ole Miss defense sucks too. So I'm taking LSU to win in a shootout at home. I know LSU's best defense. They're probably their only good defensive players out for the year, but I'll still ride LSU at home. West Virginia money line. This is probably one of my favorite games, honestly. At home against Iowa State. I'm not a big believer in Iowa State yet. And I think West Virginia's definitely played the better teams.
Yeah, I agree.
Kansas State -4.5. I just think they're going to run all over Colorado. Colorado won't have an answer for the run game, and Kansas State defense will get timely stops to cover 4.5.
Yeah, I might eventually add that to my card, but it won't be on my I guess it would be on my official card.
You didn't give it out, so.
Well, I did. I said I'll see how my first 9 games go.
Yeah.
I might be
that's after the whole entire card.
Yeah, I might either be chasing.
Taking it anyway. Just put it on, dude.
I don't. You know I'm a Colorado believer, dude. I
picked him. Like teeter.
Yeah, it's like a week to week thing. It's like I want. Like it's like. I did like last week. Picked him to win.
You always get burned by him though.
I think I've only bet. I bet against them. They decided they were gonna play like a top 20 team in the country. Then I bet on them, and they decided to be
Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay, where was I at?
Kansas.
Then I like Illinois minus 21. I think it's 21 now. I don't know.
That's a lot of points for Illinois, dude.
Yeah, I know, but Purdue is very bad. Like Wisconsin just hung 52 on them.
Yeah, but wasn't Nebraska and them like only like 14 points?
No, they won by they covered 14.5.
Yeah, but it wasn't like Nebraska didn't like flex their muscle on them.
No, but Illinois is coming off a bye after a loss to Penn State, 2 road games in a row. They're finally coming back home. I think they put it on Purdue. Wait, let me check here. Because I think they handled them pretty well in the second half.
Who?
Nebraska won 28-10.
Yeah, that's like...
That was also at Purdue.
Okay, because I forgot in West Lafayette, it's a freaking hell of a...
Yeah, but Illinois is playing at home, coming off a bye, coming off 2 hard road games.
Yeah.
And then I got Pitt minus 3. I hate betting on Pitt, but I'll do it because I don't think Cal's very good. But...
Is this the week we get the signature loss?
Yeah, probably. Especially because I actually bet on them again.
Dude, and then I'm taking... every single time you bet on them, they've won.
I know. But they're due to bite me in the ass. Ohio State minus 3.5. I've been saying all year long that I don't believe in this Oregon team. Like they're talked about a top 4 team. I don't think they're top 4. So I'm taking Ohio State minus 3. I bet we get like 3, 2.5.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. The Ohio State one, I'm going to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's already moved to 0.5 up, though. Because I feel like
it opened at 3. Yeah, but that's what it did. What game was that? I mean, it did it for Penn State, too. It moved up and down.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to parlay LSU and WVU money lines. I think that's like plus 4 or 6 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I almost copied that, but then I was like, dude, let me chase a little bit. Because my parlay rules are usually, I like keeping it 3 legs and under. I feel like once you get in the
4. Yeah, once you get crazy, like, yeah.
Once you get above 3, I feel like it's a lot tougher.
And what is yours, a 4?
Yeah, it's 4. But they're my favorite plays. Like,
yeah, yeah, what, and you've been hot, so.
Well, I'm going to have, knock on wood, dude, knock on wood. I'm going to have to... on Friday night, if he doesn't cover against Utah State, I'm just gonna have to replace
him. Replace with the 3 left.
Yeah, with the 3 left.
You love the Friday games, dude. You got burned on a couple of Fridays in a row.
Yeah, I don't think I've won on a Friday in a minute
since like the first week.
Yeah, I think I've lost on like every single Friday. It's weird. It's like a short week. It's.
Yeah, I mean, Friday games are tricky, too, because you don't know who's going to be ready to play.
Yeah, but...
Like, playing on Friday is so odd in college football.
Brett, this Utah State team's not very good, man.
And I don't even, like...
Dude, their head coach got fired, like, 2 days before the season for, like, some administration thing. And then their quarterback's Petras. Brett, look at...
Petras? Really?
Yeah,
that's... I didn't even know that.
That's their quarterback. And then guess... All right, dude, look at... Here, I'll read you Petras's. I'm gonna read you his stat line from last week.
Who'd they play last week?
Boise State. I'm gonna read you this. You'll never. You'll literally. All right. So it was 62-30 Boise State. Patriots' thing, 27 for 41, 372 yards, and 3 tutties.
If he could do half that at Iowa, he would be like an All-American there.
I was like, holy shit, dude. And then their top receiver, 9 receptions, 211 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Dude, I was kind of eyeing up Iowa now that you're bringing him up.
Against dude, Washington, I know. -2. I know. I'll never bet on Iowa again, though.
I mean, I bet on them against Minnesota. That was pretty damn easy.
Yeah, I mean, I had them against Iowa State, and that was just brutal.
Yeah, I did too. That was my favorite play of the day, probably, honestly.
Who's your surprise team of the week? Or who's going to be your team of the week? Who do you think's the winner? Who do you think's the big winner after this weekend?
Probably Ohio State. I think going into Oregon and winning. That's the biggest possibility of a win, I'll say.
Yeah, I think like the biggest win. Yeah, that's kind of a dumb question if you really think about it. Oh my god.
But like other than that, I think like.
I just realized my mic hasn't been on this whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I don't know.
Did I sound fine?
Yeah, you sound normal.
All right. Honestly, I don't know where my but yeah, the big winner is definitely going to come from Oregon or Ohio State because kind of going to see where these teams are. It's kind of interesting that this could be the first of 3 matchups between the two.
3? Oh, you're saying playoff?
It could be regular season, Big Ten championship, then playoff.
Yeah, because Oregon pretty much has a cakewalk after this.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think Ohio State's going to win, though. It's down to 3 now, at least on ESPN Bet.
Yeah, on ESPN Bet, it's at 3, but on FanDuel, it's at it's at that number.
But I think the biggest win goes to Penn State.
Dude, it might be Pitt, honestly.
Okay, no.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know, man. That Ohio State game is tricky, I think.
Yeah, I know, because that place is going to be rocking.
There was Oregon fans on Twitter saying, hey, like, how about on our at 3 a.m. whenever we're making our way to game day that we go to where Ohio State's staying and we make some noise outside their hotel.
They'll have, like, security now since they actually said it.
Yeah. It's like... So, we'll see, though. Should be an exciting week. I think I'm going to be back. Well, you're gone. But I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be at the game.
I think I'm going to be in PA on Friday.
For what?
Well, I'm coming back for the Penguins games next week. I have 2 Penguins games next week.
Okay. So you're back next weekend too?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to stay next weekend also. So, yeah.
All right.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Well... Here's to a good weekend of college football. It's your favorite show without an outro. And we are done.